So we were talking about a little bit hefsek. We were talking about a scenario where Chazal allowed Amir la'akum on a deraisa. So we said one example was the case of mitzvah the rabbin. Another example where Chazal allowed Amir la'akum on a deraisa, not on a derabanan, which is the count of the shoes to shoes, but on a deraisa, is for the needs of a chole. So let's differentiate between different madrigas of illness. So a person, obviously, if a person is in a situation of a chole sheish b'sakana, a person is in a situation where it's life-threatening, so even the Yisrael is allowed to do malacha to save him. And depending on the circumstances, sometimes actually we prefer that a Yisrael should do it and not a goy. You start running for a goy, person's going to think that you have to give a goy, you can't do it himself, and meanwhile the person's life is in danger. So that's the case of a chole sheish b'sakana. But a chole sheish b'sakana, life is not threatened. Yisrael cannot be already to their isa to in order to do anything for this person. We're not saving a life. The heter is to override the mitzvahs of the Torah because of a chaybehem to save a life. But there's no life. The life is not threatened. It's not in danger. You cannot do that. But Chazal did allow for the purpose of a chole she'ein by sakana. Chazal allowed Amir la'akum on a deraisa for the tzrachim of a chole she'ein by sakana. You have a situation where a person with chalashem b'sakana, he needs to get a prescription. You can ask a goy to go to the pharmacy, drive to the pharmacy, and get the prescription for him. He needs to have the lights turned on. He's not going to be comfortable without having the lights turned on. He feels he's scared, etc., something of that sort. Even though it's not life threatening, if that's something which we feel would affect his illness and would help him get better, or if we don't do it, he's going to get worse. That's a tzarech of a chalashem b'sakana. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a deraisa for that purpose. That's only if it's a chola she'ein b'sakana. What defines a person as a chola she'ein b'sakana? So Chazal gave a definition of a person has chola called gufay, or he's enough for the mishka. The whole body is weakened by the illness to the point that the person belongs in bed. And sometimes the person can't get to bed. It's a mother who has many children to take care of. She can't be in bed, but she'd love to be in bed, but she can't be in bed. But she's a chola called gufay. The whole body is weakened to the point that she belongs in bed. She really can't take. She feels sick to that point. That's called a chole she'ein b'sakana, and there Amir la'akum is mutter ana deraisa. A person is not enough for the mishka. A person does not go take the bed. Does not need not that level of illness, but they really feel very uncomfortable. So in that situation, Amir la'akum is mutter ana derabana. Shus to shus is mutter b'makom tsar gadol. So even though it's not enough for the mishka, but tsar gadol, Amir la'akum is mutter in that situation ana derabana. So we need to do a derabana for the purpose of a chole she'ein b'sakana, for a person who is not enough for the mishka, he's not a chole she'ein b'sakana, but they're a mitztayer, that is also mutter, but not a deraisa. But a person is enough for the mishka, that's called a chole she'ein b'sakana, there, even a deraisa is mutter. There's another madrega, a person just feels uncomfortable a little bit. So in that situation, even Amir la'akum on a derabanan is not allowed. So even though they feel uncomfortable a little bit, they can't ask a goy to do even a derabanan. So we have a madrega of just a mechesh ba'alma, where you cannot ask a goy to do even a derabanan. We have a situation where it's a mitztayer to the point you can ask a goy to do a derabanan. We have a case of enough of the mishka where you can ask a goy to do a deraisa. We have a case of chalash yesh b'sakana, which even Yisrael can do even a deraisa for the tzarech of a chalash. Have a good morning.